720 WGN. It's Amy Guth in for Pete McMurray today. We're going to be talking with lots and lots of interesting people today that I have lined up for you. I can't wait to talk with all of them. But our first guest is Tammy Cabrera. She is the owner of Muddy Paws Cheesecake. Why does that sound familiar? I will tell you why. Because she has some interesting claims to fame, but one of them is she makes 622 flavors of cheesecake. I tried before the show, esteemed producer Curtis and I were sitting around trying to come up with 622 flavors, and we could not do it. We capped out at about seven. So I'm very delighted to talk with you today, Tammy. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Sounds like you're in a wind tunnel. You've got lots going on behind you.
Oh, sorry. I'm pulling off the road. I'm on the way to Lambeau Field.
Oh, okay.
For the game.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pulling off the road so you don't have any less background noise. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. I like catching people in moments. But drive carefully. Don't be driving and talking to us.
Oh, I'm pulling off the road right now.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Timmy. Okay, well, so tell us about Muddy Paws Cheesecake. I'm delighted by the idea of 622 flavors of cheesecake. Tell us about the origin of this company.
Okay, yeah, well, I was born in Chicago and grew up there, and my parents had restaurants. I grew up with great cheesecake, and when I moved to the Twin Cities for marketing, I couldn't find any cheesecake like I grew up with, so I started making it for my office, and they were just loved it so much that their clients started ordering it, and then that kept going and going like that, where people kept ordering it. And so I left my corporate job to start doing cheesecake. So it started with 10 flavors and just 26 years ago, and it just kept growing and growing and growing.
Wow. I love business stories that start almost the accidental business of, like, I was doing something else, but this was kind of maybe a side thing that I had a lot of passion for, and it sort of grew, because it kind of is one of those, like, fate is going to intervene if this is what you're meant to do sort of things.
Yeah, exactly. It was something that wasn't really intended, but it was like a, you know, it was what I knew and what I grew up with, and and so it just became one thing led to the next, and I had a lot of people along the way that gave me, you know, it gave me help and gave me opportunities, and it just turned into, it just kept growing and growing. I would have never thought I'd be where I was today, you know, back when I was in my 20s. So it's been a lot of fun. We give a lot of our profits back to charity. We work with a lot of, you know, neat charitable organizations, and that's end up why I named it Muddy Paws Cheesecake, is we give a lot of our profits to animal rescue organizations, and that's the core of our business.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. On the website, which is muddypawscheesecake.com, there is a tab where people can read about your community involvement and the work that you do, volunteering on the advisory board of Le Cordon Bleu and as a guest chef and donor at Perspective Kids Cafe, lots and lots of stuff that you do, including an annual celebration. Tell me about that.
So every year we put on a toy drive and food drive, and we give out cheesecake to anybody. We give out a sampling of cheesecake, or 24 different bite-sized pieces, to everyone that brings in toys and brings in food. And we work with STEP and Perspectives for what we receive. It started with 100 people in my living room, and now 26 years later, we have around 4,000 people attend. So this year we took in 2,000 toys and over 2 tons of food.
That's really, really...
So it's a lot of... it's really rewarding. Rewarding, the community is great about helping us promote it, and it's a great event. It's a lot of fun. We have bands that come in and volunteer their time. We have 25 local craft vendors that have their tables there, and it's really evolved into a great event, and we're all really proud of it. My staff and I are really put a lot of work into it, and it's really rewarding.
So I should note, because I'm already seeing tweets about, like, hold up, there's a cheesecake maker, but she's not nearby. You do ship the cheesecake that you make.
Correct. Yep, we ship nationwide, and we ship to all 48 states. And also, if anybody's in Minneapolis and can pick one up, they also can be put in your freezer for up to 2 months, so you can have cheesecake, like a little slice of cheesecake every day or something like that. But they are affordable to ship, and they're great for gifts. A lot of people like the sampler cheesecakes. It's 12 different flavors, or 6 to 12 flavors in one cake. So if They can try different flavors that way and not just have all one flavor. Raspberry Swirl, New York, Turtle, Chocolate Decadence, Key Lime. I'd say those are our top five. But we have a lot of really fun flavors in there, too, that they can try. Salted Caramel is kind of a big one right now.
I'm sure. Yeah, I was looking through the website and some of the things on there. I'm very interested in a Mai Tai cheesecake. That sounds really fascinating. Or the Hurricane. Those sound like two great things that go great together right there.
That came from those two flavors came from a restaurant that I used to work at that had those for drinks, and I'm like, those would be great in a cheesecake. And that's kind of how a lot of our flavors happen, are people saying that might be good in a cheesecake. We experiment with it, and sure enough, it's a flavor. So for New Year's this year, we came up with a mimosa cheesecake. It was our first ever mimosa cheesecake, and it was really, really tasted good. So that's a lot of how our flavors come about, is sometimes by mistake, sometimes by suggestion, sometimes by experimenting.
Sure, sometimes just aspiring, I imagine, to like, this sounds good right now. That could be in a cheesecake.
Well, exactly.
It's very hard to look through your website and not immediately want to eat a lot of cheesecake, because, I mean, I was looking, you know, as I said at the top of the show, my producer Curtis and I were looking through all these flavors, just trying to imagine what in the world. God, that's so many. And yeah, now all we want to do is eat cheesecake the rest of the show. So there's that. You mentioned the popular ones. What is, like, do you have an underdog flavor that's kind of got a special place in your heart?
Well, underdog flavor that, you know, I think is really good that people may not like until they try it is peanut butter and jelly cheesecake. It's a layer of peanut butter cheesecake and a layer of strawberry cheesecake, and it's really delicious together. But at first, people kind of turn their faces up, and when they try it, it's really good. We've had customers ask for unique requests. A regular customer of ours asked for a blueberry pancake cheesecake, which was probably our most bizarre cheesecake, but it's actually very tasty. So it's a lot of fun combinations. We love our customers to give suggestions. Every month on Twitter, I ask for different suggestions, and people are really creative. I love their ideas. We're really proud of being one of the last standing artisan cheesecake bakeries. We make everything fresh to order. We use old-fashioned, you know, recipe and whole ingredients, no fillers, no preservatives, and it takes about 40 hours a cake. So it's one of the last standing hands-on artisan makers of cheesecake with no machines, and all made from, handmade from start to finish, just like you'd make at home, just like grandma made, I'd say.
And I also like to note that for people who might be dairy-free or gluten-free, you do have vegan and gluten-free options, which is very cool because you don't see that too often.
Correct, and we are certified in that, and that's very rare for cheesecake to find a certified bakery in gluten-free, vegan, and lacto-free. So we are certified. We also have keto cheesecake is new. We have a sugar-free, wheat-free cheesecake people are using for their keto diets. So that's been a new thing.
Okay, you're speaking my language more and more here, Tammy. I'm into this. This is exciting news. Well, for those of you who follow me on Twitter, I'm going to be sure and tweet out a link to Muddy Paws Cheesecake, because especially I'm also going to tweet the flavor page, because I want you just to read all these. We were just salivating over them. Like the Guinness Stout, the Oatmeal Stout. There was a Guinness. There was a, there were so many that we kept just being surprised. There was a Bailey's, like all kind of interesting things that I'm so fascinated by. I'm sure brainstorms are so fun in your facility.
It is a lot of fun. I love getting suggestions. If anybody wants to tweet out ideas, I love those. I love creating them.
Yes. Well, we will help you with the idea generation there on Twitter a little bit later today, because that sounds very fun, because I'm curious what people will come up with. And so when we think about, you know, you were talking about your business and how important it is to you to that it's handmade, that it's, you know, done the old-fashioned way with high-quality ingredients. When you think back at the beginning of your business, what advice would you give to yourself starting out just from the business perspective?
Well, I think everyone should be doing what they enjoy doing, and you know, it takes a lot of work. I mean, if you enjoy what you do, it won't seem like work. Still to this day, when I walk in the bakery, I'm excited to get there. And I think if you're not feeling that passion, then it might not be the best, you know, might not be the best place to for one to be. But you know, I think if you put your passion and you work hard, you can reach your dreams. To this day later, I'm still walking every day. I'm excited to get to work, excited to bake, excited. It's really fun every day of my life. I'm really blessed. So I think that's my younger self. I don't know if I knew how hard it would be and how much labor it would be. But it's been worth it. It's the joy of seeing people's faces when they get cheesecake and how much we're part of people's celebrations of life and weddings and birthdays. That's what gives us a lot of joy every single day, hearing those stories.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then also on your website, there is something called Camp Cheesecake that I don't know what that is, but it sure sounds like something I want to learn about. Tell me about that if you would.
Well, we used to have several retail stores, and we did condense into one to have a greater production area. But some people in Twin Cities were missing us, and we thought if we had a food truck, we could come to them with cheesecake. So we bought a vintage camper, 1957 Pathfinder camper, and we converted it to a food truck. We were the first ever cheesecake food truck. So now we drive that around the Twin Cities to different festivals and organizations, charities, gatherings, so people can get our cheesecake all over the metro area, and we can still reach them. And it's been a lot of fun. We do everything from weddings to events to corporate meetings to just by pulling up cheesecake to an office for an afternoon treat. So it's been a lot of fun having that branch of it to reach people that might not be able to get to St. Louis Park, Minnesota, where our bakery is at.
Yeah, well, and that's why you ship things, too. People can order them, including I don't know if you could ship this one, but I do see on your website that you can feed up to 100 people with a giant sheet of cheesecake, which that's I'm on board with that. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, that came about this last year because we had a lot of graduation parties that were wanting sheet cheesecake, and we hadn't had that as an option, so we came up with that. And so that's been a new thing, but it's been a lot of fun for people that maybe wanted to have just small bites of cheesecake and something that was affordable. So it's been a great addition to our menu, and they serve easy, and you can get your cost to $1 a person. And it's been, for some people, that's been the way to go. Graduations and large weddings have been loving the sheep cheesecake.
I'm sure. Well, Tammy, thanks so much for joining us today. I know you have things to do on your way to Lambeau Field. How's the weather up there? Did you get a lot of snow?
It's not as cold as they thought. It's about 19 degrees. It's not as, I actually think it's about 25 now, but it's not as cold as they were thinking it was going to be. So I don't think it's going to be too treacherous.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's not as cold or snowy as we thought it would be down here either. So good news all around with that winter storm blowing through. Well, Tammy, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Tammy Cabrera is the owner of Muddy Paws Cheesecake. Appreciate you talking with us today. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. All right. So lots going on there. Everybody, again, head to muddypawscheesecake.com. And if you follow me on Twitter a little bit later this afternoon, I'm going to tweet out a link to that so you can marvel and ogle at all these beautiful photos on her website.
It'll also be on WGNRadio.com.
And it will be on WGNRadio.com, thanks to esteemed producer Curtis Cook. All right. Good time. So we're going to take a little break. Back in just a bit here on 720 WGN.